the comedy department at SDE. This nigga Don P, D. Roberts, whatever you want to call him, he's making it happen. You catch this young brother at the Jokes on Us Comedy Club Outlaw, Harambe Cafe, out U Street, Tacoma Station, soon to be the Improv. This the young brother trying to make it happen. Yeah. He came a long way from just joining in high school. Had to step it up a notch to go out and buy food. The product of the average nigga's ghetto. So when he tell a joke, the whole crowd switch for mellow. This nigga's been from hood to hood and down south and back. And he'll be seeing you soon. So what you think about that? Get paid at what you made for. Tell him what you came for. Just trying to make it happen on the stage and get the game so serious now. So he's putting it down. It's on the CD. You can buy it when he come to your town. It's 10 at a show and 5 of them niggas in line. And it's about time for him to hit the stage around 9. Do your thing, young nigga.
Puerto Rican, but I'm a black man. You know what I'm saying? I got to tell that to people now, because this summer I was at a cookout, got a little drunk, stood on the table and said, I love everybody, because you're all my niggas, and they whoop my ass. But I tell you this, that's the last time I go to my family reunion, and I'm getting tired of Spanish people approaching me in the streets. When is this? That's hablas español. And then they get mad at me when I tell them I ain't Spanish. You're not Spanish? What the fuck? I mean, come on, amigos. How many Spanish men do you know? 6'3" with a 10-inch penis. And then I hate the little white people get me. Yep, I do it, Martha. He's a nigger. I mean, come on. I'm proud of myself. You got to thank God for all your gifts in life. If you blind as a bat, you better thank God you got good ears. And if you got a small penis, you better thank God you got big balls. And you better thank God you don't live in Africa. Because if you live in Africa with a little dick, everybody in the village should know it. Every time you go to the river, hey, 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 baby, would you wobble? Baby, would you wobble? See, this is a secret over here in America. So, fellas, if you fucking an African girl and you hear on the phone, hey, baby, would you wobble? That bitch just said you got a squirrel penis. Ain't no cut the fucking lights off in here. I'm scared now. Hold up, hold up. Who cut the damn lights off in here? I can still see Chic white ass, though. That boy light and bright. Oh, my goodness, son, where you going with them big ass combat boots on, Chic? Them the anytime, anywhere, anyway boots right there. Good gracious, them things are fat. Not P-H-A-T, F-A-T, fat. Hey, and I'm going to tell you now, off the press, that rumor about white men having a small penis is a lie. Because I be watching them rumors. White people be out here with it. Yeah. You like that cock, Becky? You like that cock in your ass, Becky? That's a lie. Because I'm going to tell you right now why I need white people. Because I know, and y'all know, I could walk up to all my black people here in the audience tonight and be like, what's up, dog? I was out there doing my comedy tonight, and I just need a ride home. We ain't got no gas. But let me walk up to a group of white people in a geo squish. I could be like, excuse me, Mr. White Man. I was out there doing my comedy night, and I just need a ride home. Well, where you gotta go? I gotta go to North Carolina. Well, ordinarily, I wouldn't do this. But since tonight you were so goddamn funny, Martha, scoot your big ass over to the back. Little Timmy, shut up. Hey, Amy, get your ass in the trunk. We're taking this boy to No Cackalacky. He's just so goddamn funny. Hey, I'm going to tell you what y'all don't know. White people and black people, they do a lot of the same things. For one, we both got fucked up jobs. Only thing white people be happy about, their fucked up jobs. Hello, welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order, please? Brothers, we been there. What you want? You want a drink with it? Fries too? Ketchup over there. I'm telling you, white people are proud about their jobs, even white women. Hello, my name is Vanessa, and I'm here to rock your world and give you sexual pleasures to the world, and you can't take it anymore. Black women be on the strip, Suck your dick for $20. Suck your balls for an extra $5. If you got 45, I will go down and suck your ass for you. You got to show some cash if you want me to lick that ass. Hey, and what I don't understand is, why is marijuana illegal? Any weed smokers in the house tonight? Well, yeah. Why the hell is marijuana, why is marijuana illegal? Oh, niggas get high when I say weed. You look like you ain't on weed, son. You look like you on crack. Tell the truth. Hey, I don't understand why marijuana is illegal and they sell a blunt papers in the stores. Raspberry blunt paper, chocolate blunt paper. If they really want niggas to stop smoking weed, just make pussy flavored blunts. I know if I got to taste some pussy, I'm not gonna get high. Look, my man right here. What's your name, dog?
Not me.
Look, my man looking like, I don't care if they make the blunts out of assholes. I'm gonna get high. I'm gonna get right. I'm gonna do the damn thing. I'm gonna get my fix. Fuck that, shorty. Hey. And then they say don't drink and drive, but they fucking got drive-through liquor stores. Motherfucker, I don't drink and drive. I just drive drunk. And I don't mean drive drunk as riding in a car. I mean sitting on the back of the bus pissed off. Why people ride past you in their cars, look at you in the back of the bus, and ride the fuck off? Fuck you and your car. Only reason I don't like riding the bus, it's always this little retarded boy that gets on the bus. And he know my name. Every time he get on the bus, he be like this here. Hi, Donald. And you know what I'm saying? I never fails. The little bastard always sits right next to me. So at first I was like, all right, this cool. You know what I'm saying? I sit next to him. I don't want to be considered prejudiced against the handicap. Until last week, we get off the bus. This nigga like, bye, Donald. But he had his dick in his hand. And it pissed me off. I went all the way home and told my girl, I said, I just don't understand it. Why would God give a retarded boy a bigger penis than mine? She said, oh, it doesn't matter. I'm satisfied with you. So I took a couple days off, you know what I'm saying? Did some dick stretches. Oh, y'all don't know what dick stretches are now. That's when you take your head and you pull it down and tuck it to the left and tuck it to the right and tuck it down the middle. Stretch that thing out. So I come, you know what I'm saying, after 2 days of stretching, I come back in the house early, and I go upstairs, and I see two motherfuckers in the sheets, and I knew one of them wasn't me. So I yanked the sheets back. Hi, Donald. I fucked that boy up good. I tell you, I saw him this morning. He was like, hello, Donald. I apologize for the events of last evening. I'm sorry for having sexual intercourse with your wife, and I hope you never have to use physical violence against me ever. I was like, get your punk ass on the cheese bus. Hey, but you can't fool white people, though. White people know house niggas when they see one. I'm telling you, they do, because I was in the car, right, with this girl, and we was riding, chilling, doing our thing. So the cop gonna pull us over. I was like, don't worry, baby. I'm gonna put the white voice on, and we gonna trick him. So he pulled up to the car. I was like, excuse me, sir. My name is Donald. I'm from Kansas. We were just going into the house to catch Jeopardy before it went off. I didn't mean to go 90 miles in a 20 mile per hour zone. He stepped one look back from the car, looked at me, said, now, son, who in the hell you think you're fooling? I can smell the goddamn fried chicken on your breath. So that's what I did. I just bust out laughing. And the girl was like, why you laughing? I said, because he said your pussy smell like fried chicken. Every time I see her, ba-cock, ba-cock, ba-cock. Damn, where you from, brother? Where you from?
Turkey, man.
Turkey? How y'all greet each other over there? Cock-a-doodle-doo, Nick. Cock-a-doodle-doo, Nick. Hey, it's all good, though. Because I love white people. They funniest motherfuckers on the planet Earth. I'm telling you, you can have a white dude. You ever seen some white people do like this here? Don't move. Just don't move. And the bee won't sting ya. Don't move. Just don't move. Black people, you think we getting shot or something. God damn. Get down. The bee. Get down. It's a B. It's a B. That's my time. God bless y'all. Peace, love. Take a quick shit. Good gracious, brother can't go take a shit and come back. People don't like it when you take a shit in the middle of a show. But that's all right though. Hey, you ever took a shit in a public restroom and looked over to the side and it was out of toilet paper? Rest of the day you have a wedgie, walking around wondering, what's that smell? It's your ass. Hey, I hope I blow up like Tiger Woods so white people can do me the way we did Tiger Woods. God damn it, Martha! He's not a black man. He's not a nigger. I've seen his mother. Hey, I'm getting tired of people saying my generation won't make it because we don't know Big Mama. I wasn't raised by Big Mama, but I was damn sure raised by Fat Mama. You know your mother fat anytime the first lesson she teach her kids is how to walk to the carry out. And the second lesson she teach them is how to cook Thanksgiving dinner. I'm serious, 10 years old, I'm down there cooking filet mignon, steaks, rack of lamb, spaghettis. And I was like, ho, look here, you big bitch. I can't keep cooking your midnight snacks, I got school in the morning. I'm sorry, Ma. If my mother hear this CD, she gonna slap the shit out of me. Hey, I used to be slick when I was little. See, my sisters, they thought they had the fix. The trick is, little children's, when your mother slap you that first time, drop to the motherfucking ground. Don't try to stand. You ever seen your brothers and sisters try to stand there and take them like they hard? Be like, I'm not gonna cry. Wham! I'm not gonna cry. Wham! I'm not gonna cry. Wham! See, my dumb ass hit the floor on that first smack and bust in tears, and she done hitting me. Hey, before I get out of here, I wrote a little poem for y'all tonight. Name the poem is That's My Wife. Okay. Now, I need y'all to get hyped because this is a hyped ass poem. It's some real shit that happened to me. So when I say that's my, when I point to y'all like this here, y'all say, that's my wife. Let's try it right one time.
That's my wife.
That shit sound good. Try it again.
That's my wife.
Y'all sound good a second time. I'm in the club drunk. Drunk as a motherfucking skunk. My cell phone ring. Ring, ring, ring. I flip the clip, but I don't hear a thing. So I think to myself,
that's my wife.
She must want that thing. So I tell the bartender, give me one more drink. Woo-wee, that Remy go down smooth. That's it. Now I'm really bent. I'm ready to go plug this tent. So I go outside, hop in a ride, floated down I-95, pulled up to her crib, stepped out, slip, bam, I done bust my lip. Oh well. She won't care, cause
that's my wife.
So I went to the front door, and my key ain't work. So I said, oh well, I just go through the window. She won't mind.
That's my wife.
So as soon as I got in the window, I smelt incense and pussy in the air. So I go to her door, and I bust open the door. Before I could say something, this big nigga had me choked up by the sink. I said, hold up, nigga. Let me loose.
That's my wife.
And I reached behind him to cut the lights on him. And I said, hey, nigga.
That's my wife.
Hell no, I ain't never seen that bitch before a day in my life. I wasn't drinking just Remy. I must have been drinking that brown and that white. I'm going to tell all my beautiful black women something, though. You ain't never got to worry about me marrying a white woman. I'm going to have about 40 white maids, though. Give them funny names, too. Give them funny names. You have my button name on Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam, get your lazy ass up and answer the fucking door. Have my limo driver named Daisy. Miss Daisy, bitch, if you don't slow this motherfucker down, I'm trying to put a Moet. Me, Kenny, Donnay got the Moet pointed on our lap. You dumb, silly bitch. Have a white masseuse. Have, name her Nick. Speed up, Nick. Massage my left ass cheek, Nick. Hey, I love white people, though. I'm just fucking with y'all. I really do love white people. All right? Hey, have y'all ever noticed church people only see you when you're doing wrong? I could go in the middle of the street right now. Thank God for Jesus. Jesus loves me and he loves you too. Nobody will fucking see me, but let me go to a dark alley and spark a cigarette. Reverend Johnson, pop out the trash can. Boop. Brother Donald, is that you? I haven't seen you in Sunday school. Of course you haven't, because I've been waiting you to go to church and sneaking in your house fucking your wife. I'm just playing, Reverend Johnson. Reverend Johnson, take a joke. Reverend Johnson, take a joke at joke. If you got a fucked up job, you got to learn how to sneak a seat. Rule number one, always, and I repeat, always take a shit on the job. You wake up 8 o'clock in the morning, your stomach start bubbling, lock them cheeks. Wait till you get to work. Around 10:30, go in there and take your time. Take your shit. Get a newspaper and don't be in there straining and rushing. Just let your bowels move. Come back out 30 minutes later, find your boss. Raul, you know that wasn't my break because I'm still going to lunch for a half an hour. Rule number two, you can never tie your shoe too many times on the job. You got a line of customers, hold on, sir. Get down there. Lord, help me not to kick Raul's ass today. Stand back up, get yourself together. Next customer, hold on, sir. Don't forget, you got 2 feet. Get your left foot in there. And don't be afraid to do the double bow. Make sure your shit is tied tight. Fuck that. Hey, and when you go in the back, have a seat. And when your boss come back, just jump up. What exactly did you send me back here to find? I was looking for something. Just don't remember what it was. Hey, let me tell y'all something. Y'all a beautiful crowd tonight. Give yourself a hand. You motherfuckers are lovely. Y'all been drinking tonight? Anybody here been drinking? I'm gonna tell y'all something, black people. Stop fucking with them dippers. That's the new age crack for our generation. That shit ain't no good for you. I seen a man smoke a dip and then he just got in an argument with his dick and just beat his balls up. Like, you motherfucker.
You motherfucker.
Hey, I know his shit was hurting the next morning. That's why, hey, people be lying. My tolerance level is not that strong. I'm telling you. And then you know what else people lie about? Sex. How many men in here would love to have a menage a trois with Jennifer Lopez and Halle Berry? I know we ain't got no quiz in here. Y'all better say that like you mean it. See, y'all are lying. See, me, I'm going to tell the truth. First time I get in bed butt naked with them two and one of them touch my little baby nuts. Ooh. Oh, girls. It was good for me. I hope it was good for you. I'ma holler at y'all later. I walk out the room ass naked, bow-legged, smoking a cigarette. You ladies were lovely. Damn, JJ, that hot-ass yellow jacket looked like a cheddar cheese roll. JJ looks like Overson. My man looked like Overson. I know he get pussy. Oh my goodness. Is that my man Caleb Crank over there? I remember last year, this man, ladies and gentlemen, out here in the audience tonight. That's my roommate right there from last year in college. I walked in the room on this boy watching a porno. And he had this girl in the bed watching the porno with him, jiggling his balls. Remember when you was little, your mother used to make you wear them bright-ass ponchos and school would be raining? It ain't raining that hard. It's not, Ma. Wear your poncho, boy. Won't you wear a poncho? They don't make them in your size. You little bastard. Oh, my goodness, Kenny G. ain't know you was in here tonight. How long you been in here, boy? I love Kenny. I'm going to tell you why. Kenny a confident motherfucker. My man Kenny is the only nigga I know walk up to a group of females and be like, hey, look here, bottom line, I have a small penis. Fuck. Take it or leave it. Hey, fuck that. Fuck that. We one deucing it in here. 6 inches is a half a foot, and it don't take a whole foot to whoop a motherfucker ass. I can knock you out with a half a foot. It's all in how I do my strokes. By work it to the left and then work it to the right. You will feel it. Oh my goodness. Donay Davis, is that you? When did you get in here? Donay is the only gangster I know that wears Gap jackets. Be mad as shit with his Gap jacket on. Yeah, Nick, I'm a street thug, Nick. Uptown Southside, Nick. With the Gap jacket on, I feel you, that's my man though. With Donay, Donay was the first nigga that taught me how to eat pussy. Remember that, Donay? Hold on, Kenny, what you used to tell me? You got to suck them teddies and eat the popo. Two little freaky motherfuckers. Been freaky ever since I known him. Reno, my man. Lazy Bone. Lino in here, high as a kite. I'ma tell your mother, young man. You know he high too, cause he get the jokes 10 minutes after everybody else. Everybody like, ha ha ha, he come out of nowhere. Ha. Ha. You know they got some Butterfingers and M&M's and shit out there, some snacks, and oh, you got the munchies. I feel sorry for the nigga who killed Tupac. Cause that's the secret he gonna have to live with to the day he die. That's some shit you can't get high and slip up and tell your boys. Be like, no, I gotta tell you something. Some shit in the middle of my chest for a long time. But I'ma tell you this, cause you my nigga. And I call you my nigga cause I get love for it. About 6 years ago, some nigga named George, I think his name was some shit. He told me to shoot this nigga named Tupac. I shot the nigga. Ho, 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 ho. You shot who? Oh, oh, hell nah, fuck that. Somebody hand me a knife, I'm about to cut this boy. And then, you can't even go to the confession with that one. Father, please forgive me, I shot Tupac. Preacher, come out the booth. Oh, what the fuck did you just say? Sister Patty Peters, bring me my shank. It's underneath the pulpit right there. I'm about to stab this punk motherfucker. Hey, I'm glad everybody came out here tonight. Yeah. Fuck everybody who ain't come to the club tonight. Yeah. We at Don P's Boom Boom Room. Yeah. Hey, the name of y'all know the name of the CD? Name of the CD is I'm Serious. But it's spelled kind of funny. The nigga who at worked at Kinko's, I think it was African. I think his name was Bebe Unjumbabu. Some shit. But I like it though, because real friends were. Cause all my true friends would come up to me, oh Don, I hear you got a CD coming out. That's nice. All the rest of them motherfuckers, Donald, you know you spelled serious wrong. Fuck you! Does anybody in here tonight give a fuck about serious? I don't give a fuck. You can take it how you want it. I'm serious. I'm serious. I'm serious, however, cause I'm serious about making money, watching all my niggas rise to the top, making sure my family ain't got shit to worry about. I'm not serious about other motherfuckers hating on me. I'm serious about making it and watching everybody I love make it. So let me get one big fuck you for everybody who said, Donald, you spelled the title wrong. God bless y'all. That's my time for tonight. Peace. 229 in a bag of quarters. Big 44. Big nigga in the house. Thank God, first of all, that I've been doing this comedy thing for a year, and already I got SDE representing, helping me put a CD out. That just goes to show you can come from nothing and make something. And anybody's just standing in your way, you just gotta move them out your way, achieve all things, cause you can do it. What's up, Mouse? What's up, Big Vince? I ain't forgot about you either, Fat Doctor. You Best believe, baby, we gon' be on the TV screen. Don P and the Fat Man, I can hear him now. Yeah, Lord, something for the real niggas. When you at the bottom, fiending for the top, so many people try to tell you to stop. Every time you take a hit, niggas say quit. Sometimes things go wrong, but you gotta stand strong. Just stand on your feet and never sleep, and the haters always gon' creep. Ain't nobody say success was cheap, the mountain is steep, but if you're ready to climb, you'll get it in time. Just stay on the grind. Then the same nigga stuck gon' say, oh, it was luck. Things change when you get some change, but I'll never know, cause I never had change. But nothing's out of my range. I'm like Kane, more like Abel, to lay it all out on the table. I'ma make them laugh and cry till the day that I die.